Hi, friend. You're listening to The Alchemy of the Human Experience, and my name is Giselle Beaumé. And in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on the spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get right into this episode. To the universe, there's no difference between you manifesting $50,000 in the next 10 days or $1 in the next 10 days. And I will show you how. And you can enter whatever amount it is that you want to manifest in the next 10 days. Now, this money can be for anything that you desire. It might just be for the fun of it. It might be because you just want to see if you can do it. It doesn't matter what the purpose of the money is. It is yours whenever you desire. I also want you to be aware that it doesn't need to always just come from your work. So if you're working, yeah, money can come from that, but there's an abundance of money. Money is just energy. It can come from anywhere. You could be spontaneously gifted $10,000. That can happen, friend. It can happen. So release the how, and instead think of it as a surprise element. That money can come from anywhere and you'll welcome it. It can come from anywhere. You don't necessarily have to work for it. So release the how. To begin, the very first thing that you're going to do, you want to set the intention. You want to get $10,000 or any amount that you desire before the end of 10 days. Now, the moment that you said your amount, okay, the moment that you set the intention, test out where is at for you energetically. Here's an example. If I said to you, hey, friend, you're going to manifest $1 by the end of 10 days. How would that feel to you? Would it feel like, of course, yeah, easy. No problem with that. I'm going to get an extra dollar by the end of 10 days. Done. Most likely that's what you're thinking, right? Cool. Now, what if I turned it and I said, hey, friend, you're going to manifest $50,000 by the end of 10 days. How did that feel? Did you see it the same way as you did that dollar? Did you go, of course, $50,000 by the end of 10 days? And I may not even have to work for it. It's going to come to me. Of course it is. I 100% believe in the ability for that to happen. If you felt like that, then you are in the right energy space for that money. But if instead you got a little bit like, not sure how's that going to come, or any sort of doubt about it or resistance about it, then you're holding it to an energetic space that you're not in. In other words, you need to be in the same energetic field as that money. Place it. Think of that $50,000 as you would $1. Just every time that you think of that $50,000 or whatever amount it is that you're manifesting, think of it as the same value of $1. There's an abundance of money. So why not, right? Like, you can get whatever amount that you desire. Put it in the same energy field as that $1. The universe doesn't go, whoa, that's a lot of money and that's a little money. It's just money. We put the value into it. It is just energy. So the universe is willing to give you as much as you believe that you are able to receive. So place it in the same value as that $1. Next, you're going to believe it is so. It is so. Law of assumption. Done. And you're going to release it. It is so. There's nothing for you to think about any further for that, because you know that it is already yours. Make it a game, in fact. Just kind of like be open to the surprise element of how that money will show up in your life and how fun it will be to be surprised by it. You're going to follow your aligned actions. So there are no wrong actions. You might have a common sense action that makes sense, or you might get inspired actions that come your way. No wrong actions. Whatever action you take is going to help direct you towards whatever direction you need to go, okay? You're going to see it through the action. So just take whatever common sense action makes sense, or inspired actions. You might just get a thought in your mind that goes, huh, maybe I should research this, or maybe I should go see this. Do it. Follow your inspired actions. Finally, you're going to live your life. You're going to live your life in the frequency that you desire to be in. Meaning when a thought that comes in that you perceive as negative, you're just going to notice it. You're going to observe it. It's just the thought. You're not going to embody it. You'll choose another thought. You're going to place yourself in places with people that make you feel good, and you're going to be mindful of what goes into your eyes, what goes into your ears, so that you are creating a reality that feels good to you. Just live your life and live it well. I always recommend things like meditation, breath work, getting out in nature, and any creative endeavors that you do. But enjoy your life. Do things that make you feel good. Just trust your desires desire you. It is already so. And I will tell you, every single time that I have done this, I have received the money that I set out in that intention. Very often it was gifted and I didn't even have to work for it. It just kind of showed up. I've taken multiple vacations by doing this exact technique. To the universe, there is no value. There is no measure between $1 and $50,000. If you believe it is yours, it is yours. There's an abundance of money, and you deserve to have however much you desire. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.